Andrew Colvett pushed back on conspiracy garbage surrounding Kirk assassination. More evidence will be presented to the public. By Alana Mastrangelo on March 24, 2026. Andrew Colvett pushed back against the ongoing crackpot conspiracy garbage surrounding Charlie Kirk's assassination, revealing, there is going to be even more evidence presented to the public in May. Adding, the prosecution is going to lay out its case against Tyler Robinson, and I'm told they've got this guy dead to rights. I have been open to everything, Colvett said during Tuesday's episode of The Charlie Kirk Show. We shared a lot of information about trans. About Charlie, how Charlie was more concerned than any other community about the trans coming after him. Watch below. I heard, over the course of the last 2 years of Charlie's life, probably about 50 references of how he knew the trans diva was gonna come after him, and he was worried about that, he added. That's the truth, never mention one time about the Jews. Never once. Colvett's comments were in response to a Tuesday headline published by journalist Michael Schellenberger, which read, Joe Kent says he would testify in trial of Charlie Kirk's alleged assassin. In the report, former National Counterterrorism Center, NCTC, Director Joe Kent told Schellenberger that he would be willing to testify at Robinson's trial, even if his involvement ends up undermining the prosecutor's case against the assassin suspect. Kent, who says he finds the lone shooter narrative to be challenging, and has commented about a foreign nexus possibly having something to do with Kirk's assassination, replied so be it after being pressed about his testimony potentially helping Robinson's defense. This, to me, is galaxy brain run amok, Colvett reacted, before warning that this type of issue could make the defense successful in throwing out 90% of the evidence accumulated against Robinson, and he would still be found guilty of murder. Blake Neff, his fellow The Charlie Kirk Show producer, chimed in. There is a murder weapon that was found near the site of the shooting. It was owned by Tyler Robinson's family. It is of the caliber used to shoot Charlie. It has his DNA all over it. They released a photo of the shooter. They are not able to find him. Tyler Robinson's parents see that photo and think, that looks like Tyler. They begin asking him things like, where is your grandfather's gun? Tyler Robinson starts talking like he might kill himself. They get a friend of the family to sit down with him. He admits that it's him. They get him to drive up to Orem and turn himself in. His parents have never stepped forward and said this is a lie. His parents turned him in. That is the most obvious piece of evidence, Neff added in response to those who claim that didn't happen. Neff went on to assert, some people are so obsessed with these same conspiracies that they concoct for every other thing that ever happens, and so they have to shove it into this one, too, because they care more about their conspiracy theories than bringing Kirk's assassin to justice. This is a tough job for us today, to be honest, because this is really personal, Colvett said. And here's why it's so frustrating, he continued. There is going to be even more evidence presented to the public in May, at the evidentiary hearing. And it's a mountain of evidence, some of which has been made public, some of which has not been made public yet. The prosecution is going to lay out its case against Tyler Robinson, and I'm told it's a whopper. I'm told they've got this guy dead to rights, Colvett added. Meanwhile, you have government officials that are now saying on the record to journalists they are willing to testify on behalf of the defense. Ostensibly, to get Tyler Robinson off the hook for something that he did, he continued, referring to Kent. In response to this revelation, Colvett said the level of betrayal and frustration that I currently feel is dramatic and extreme. The idiocy that is on full display, we have to call it out, he said. Because if this ends up screwing up the jury pool, if this ends up in some way getting a hung jury, getting this case thrown out, or even just getting the death penalty off the potential list of consequences, I'm not going to be happy with that. I'm telling you that as somebody who was open to all different options, I didn't care where the truth led, this is where the truth led, Colvett asserted. And for any fair-minded person, this is crackpot, conspiracy, garbage, brain rot stuff, Colvett, who is a close friend of Kirk's, added of online conspiracy theories. The Charlie Kirk Show producer went on to say, and now it's gotten really serious. This isn't podcaster junk. This isn't social media conspiracy nonsense. This is an actual government official who's now going to be called to testify on behalf of the defense, Colvett said. And that is a bridge too far. This could negatively impact the trial of the assassin of my friend, he warned. On Monday, Colvett revealed that after Kirk's murder, in the spirit of looking at every lead and turning over every stone, he provided Kent with text messages from a group chat the Turning Point USA founder had participated in. Behind the scenes, we have given everything we know to give. Every single piece of information. This was one of them, he explained. Watch below. Kent eventually urged Colvett to release the text messages to the public, a request the Turning Point USA spokesperson declined. A week or two later, Colvett continued, the messages were made public anyway and were then subsequently used to fan the flames of online conspiracy theories about Kirk's assassination. Joe suggested that they be made public. I declined. Then they were made public, Colvett said. Can I 100% categorically say that he leaked them? No. But those are the facts. Last week, Kent resigned as the director of the NCTC over his opposition to the war against Iran, believing the totalitarian Islamic regime poses no national security threat to the United States. Currently, he is reportedly being investigated by the FBI for allegedly leaking classified information. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.